Hi friends, I'm Professor Ashish Harthi. I'm covering your subject of marketing management. This is chapter 14 on technology adoptions for the successful marketing. This chapter gives you a complete idea of how technology is changing the landscape of successful marketing. We have a learning objective set for us. So let's get into the introduction of the subject. Marketing involves numerous tasks. Today the digitalization has really made a need to be real time, and therefore there is a challenge on marketing management side to be real time. IT revolution is also equally taking place, which is networking, WWW, that is websites, bandwidth, 4G, 5G, Internet of Things, is all this is making lives of real time inclusion into marketing possible. Thus, the marketing management must leverage all this technology and IT changes made available to them for ensuring that the marketing that they do is successful, and new areas and new opportunities are tapped by them to communicate and reach to the consumers. So what is marketing technology? As we say in acronym or in short, it is also known as MarTech. So if you search in Google MarTech, you will get whole lot of links to enlighten you on what is the marketing technology is all about. It's a software program or an app that helps you to execute your marketing activity flawlessly, successfully, at a speed. End-to-end solutions are rendered by such available softwares or an app or a program. MarTech is a term for the software and the tech tools that a marketer has to leverage, to plan, to execute, and to measure the success of marketing campaigns. So that's the overall basics of marketing technology, what it is. It's a tool that are used to automate or otherwise strengthen your existing marketing process. So either automation or strengthening, streamlining or strengthening your existing process, that's what is it contributes to. Marketing MarTech tools facilitates collection and analysis of a data in real time, provides various means of reaching and engaging with the target audience. So that's a role that marketing technology today facilitates very well. It's a suite of tools that a company can leverage, can include in their program and leverage that for the various marketing process, known as a marketing stack, MarTech stack. Yeah, it is known as a marketing stack. Various programs and apps or the software that you have included in your MarTech program is known as a marketing MarTech suits, MarTech stack, as they say. MarTech technology can execute marketing at a scale. Why you do that? Marketing at a sale. Generally, scale is needed in B2C, that consumer oriented market. Not that the business to business, there are many companies on a business to business also platform working across the world. So even they can benefit out of this. This value, this helps you to really get a speed, result and accuracy in your marketing program. So what is the technology landscape? Let's understand. As you can see, there are six column titles. These are the core areas in which technology is coming daily. The new technology, new software, new app is coming. Advertising, promotion, client and experience, social media and relationship, commerce and sale, data and the management thereof. I have listed for you a list of what all is today available as a MarTech solution. So it gives you an idea that so much is happening on MarTech front. Yeah, so that should enlighten you. Under each I have given you what kind of today solutions are available, MarTech solutions. Marketing is a function that relies increasingly on technology. It has to today. These marketing technology tools have collectively become a focus of the technology adoption within the function of marketing for successfully doing a marketing initiative, so that it is a result oriented, yields you money, so the return on investment is better. Technology layers in MarTech, and let's understand that what is technology layer. Technology layer is regarded as a technology stack in the MarTech terminology. MarTech stack consists of a few core marketing automation tools. So few tools you have chosen to automate your marketing system. It's a use of specific tool for the specific purpose. A complete MarTech stack includes every stage of marketing, attracting, engaging, converting, managing and understanding your target customers. So at every stage, there is some tool that you can leverage from. Selection of this becomes totally your responsibility. How will you do that? As we move forward, I will teach you. What is a technology stack? What does it generally cover? So these are the broad areas under which you try and absorb some software program or an app for your marketing stack. Digital asset management. So all your data which is digital, content, data, etc. So you require some digital management. analytical tools, you must have the analytical tools. So what you had done, was it result oriented or not? Lead management, how will the lead identified, lead generated, lead progression moved, and then whether it is closed or lost, etc. So those entire lead management. CRM, relationship building, building the relation, nurturing relationships, etc. So that's a CRM management tool you must have. Something to do with the marketing automations, your entire budgeting to, like, for example, media releases and various things that you plan, activity being planned, etc. If that get into an automation mode, so much better. Content management system, the entire content development and management is a challenge which can be solved with this kind of a systems available. Social media, huge amount is spent on that, so you must have something to do with the management of the social media. So generally the tech should have some answer to these areas. We will study this quickly one by one. Digital asset is nothing but the content is aggregated and managed. Database is also collected and managed. Each database usage, efficacy, etc. needs to be known. For that, the centralized resource managing large volume of digital asset is required, which is done through this digital asset management stack of the layer of the marketing stack, technology stack. Analytical tool, I've told you, various quantification is needed of your message, of your campaign, channel, productivity, effectiveness, etc. So that is served by the analytical tool. I've explained you all about lead, right from identifying, generating to closing, and then analyzing lost sale and closed sales, etc. CRM companies have to track their customer base, induce them to create a relationship so that overall long-term share of pocket can be leveraged out of the same customer. As a result, your marketing spend per customer will go down, profitability will increase, and more volume gets sold, more different products can get sold to them. So that's the beauty of it. Marketing automation streamlines the entire process part by nurturing the leads, right from nurturing leads to the program implementation, etc., including the buyer behavior understanding, etc., pulled in for giving you an enlightenment so that next planning can be better. Content management is a, there are contents all over for the company, websites, social medias, etc., blogs and all, landing pages. For all this creation, for all its better integration, etc., there's a content management system is needed. Social media management is self-explanatory. So all social media needs to be managed, right from content to its response to its effectiveness, etc. IT infrastructure is the heart of MarTech. First of all, an organization should have that enterprise data foundation as an IT infrastructure available to you. Enterprise resources are there, and you must have the enterprise-wide IT foundation available. Then you decide various marketing technology platforms that you will include into your MarTech stack. Prototypical marketing and sales service. So you are able to prototype them. So maybe bit of a customization, maybe bit of your specific branding, layering, etc. can be done by. So that support is needed from the IT. Major channels, so how will you go about executing your data transfer, data inward, data sorting and all. So major channel related awareness also should be there. That can be leveraged for entire transformation of a marketing from a physical this thing to the digital. Benefits of marketing automotive automation, it does more at a faster pace. Think of your sending email or think of more automated email. So it can even go in the night, if you are able to automate, your attention is not needed. Enhance internal communication. Whenever, if it is programmed in a way that whenever any outside communication is happening, the internal communication should also go, then that page will come to you, that reminder will come, you will be able to internalize your communication better. Smarter content, because while content development, this program helps you. Okay, similar input is available here, there, etc. You can pick and choose, or within your website the reference is available, within your blog reference is available. So that's a smart tool. It helps you to develop your content, smarter content faster, links each other better, etc. Better relationship can be built with the customers and all. Be stronger together. If they envelop each other very well, sync with each other very well, your marketing activity will have a strong backbone. Multiple channels can be managed, email marketing, social media marketing, digital marketing, whatever, all those things can be managed very well, making marketing cost efficient and return on investment driven function. So that's the benefit of marketing technology. How to build your marketing technology stack and how do you go about? Essentially, it has a two activity in it: mapping your the technology need, and secondly, constantly reviewing your landscape. So MarTech landscape you need to review. So how do you go about this? Why you need to map your marketing technology? Technology mapping is needed because it facilitates the collaboration and efficiency, and it, the new platform that you bring in will collaborate and give an efficient output. The to document for business continuity and scalability. Use of technology will help you to document your scalability very well so that it is available for the future reference as well. What to include in your marketing technology map? So when you go about technology map development, etc., what all should be included? So first is the people. So system owner, core users, etc., should become a part of your mapping activity. Technology needs to be mapped. Technology mapping has to be done on these parameters. And these are the technology layers available. We have studied this earlier also, though, on content, digital management, marketing information, resource management, product, project, social media, web content. So a lot of things on this, the technology mapping has to happen. And then you select the right tool for you. And finally, the relationship, that is the API, out of the box connectors, yani what will be obtained from where, etc. How will various things get integrated? So that needs to be managed. So that's a relationship setting has to happen between the program, across the program, etc. And then you have to formalize the process of doing this MarTech execution efficiently. So there has to be a process in place. So that's the relationship building has to happen. So that's why the mapping is crucial. So we have understood the first phase of mapping, content hub model for marketing, technology mapping. Under this, as we said, the mapping your marketing technology need, after defining for you the what is to be included, we get into understanding how do you go about. So content hub model for marketing technology mapping is one of the model that helps you to do your mapping rightly. So let's understand the content hub model. This is the model in front of you. Digital asset management is in the center. It has a three basic vertical: create, manage and distribute information. So under that there are various areas available to you. Just to facilitate, I have enlarged this. So create has image recognition, project management, file sharing, creative suites available. So that's a create. Manage, we have studied earlier slide, the manage is basically the digital asset management, or say the, this is a manager. So it collaborates with all these other platforms to manage your entire digital and marketing function executions, etc. And then finally the distribute. So distribute also has that web content, marketing automations, etc., feedback management, Twitter, social media management. So this is a what comes under the distribution part of this. So this is a content hub model approach can be taken to map your need. Second is the red wing shoe approach. Here the look is totally different. Here the model talks about knowing the customer expected experience as the first point to start. Having done that, then you come to your delivery. So how will you deliver that experience? That delivery experience will have then the platforms, web, social media, marketing automation, sales enablement, etc. So those platforms will get decided, which needs you to incorporate in your listening the consumer and knowing the customer better, for which then you decide your marketing stacks layers. It could be operation layers, which is like productivity planning, etc., or a digital assessment is a part of operation layer. Analytic layer is like the CRM, customer data, modeling. You do various modeling to know what will yield you the desired result, etc. And then the analytics will give you the performance of various channels that has been used. So this is a red wing shoe. So there is a content hub model and red wing shoe model that we have studied as part. So effective development and delivery are the result of your listening to customers and gathering customer intelligence. So the reason why this model starts in a reverse way for mapping is the customer, because if you listen to them, you will be able to offer the right solution to your consumer. And the consumer intelligence and knowing customer is both a prerequisite for which the listening has to happen. How to map your marketing technology? So define the goal of your mapping. And why are you doing this mapping? Start with the list that you have in mind. What all you want to automate or what all you want to do in marketing. Then create a map. What will happen? When will it happen? Try to sync each activity, each task try to create a sync between them. So then you know in your automation what is to link with what, yani identify the opportunity, what all opportunities are available to you, for which what kind of solutions are needed to you to automate, yani, and then take the required action. At the end, where you know that this is what is needed by you to achieve, you are able to create a specifications for selection of the technology stack or the right technology for you. That will really help you to decide the right software or an app that you have to choose from the available in the market. So define a goal for you to map, yani, increase, it helps you to increase the productivity, customer experience, reduce costs could be that, or increase the revenue. So this is your goal. You start with the list, listing the tools that you use, identify the gaps, identify the usage, what needs to be automated in that, that will make you efficient, etc. So this is how the start with the list will help you. Your own map, yani. So use your goal and list to guide your mapping process. So what is the current process, how the steps are executed, what systems are involved, who decides what in your current process. Now that will help you to find what is unwarranted, where the gaps are created. Try to eliminate this through using a technology. Identify the opportunity and take action is nothing but now what will you bring in to make you efficient, that needs to be identified by you, and accordingly appropriate steps are taken to include them in your marketing automation. Then comes the challenge of building the marketing stacks, and so building the marketing stack needs you to constantly review the MarTech landscape available to you. First step helps you to choose the right application software, etc. Second step helps you to remain always upfront. So mapping would definitely define your tech needs or your changing needs comes out. Revisit the MarTech landscape available, and then from there you choose the right best solution or any upgrades available, etc. Shortlist through appropriate one for you. Talk to them, understand what their plus points are, negatives are, how will it help you to address your challenges, your automation need, etc. From there, choose the right one to include in your technology stack. So that's how the review MarTech landscape will enable you to remain always top of the marketing technology. Functional application of the marketing technologies are, this is a graph that explains you. It starts with the measurement and topic planning, etc. So you define your topic, what will be the measuring criteria, gets into the content creation, then entire digital asset management, including the planning and release, etc. Communication and what's in it, for various units, and then finally the AI based data analytics. So this is how the overall is practical to use the marketing stacks and MarTech stacks for various online, app, print media, social listings. So this is what is a utility of a technology stack. This is known as a hub of the technology stack. How functionally of MarTech helps the marketing organization. MarTech hub technology stack. Yani. So that is the heart of your going forward. You are able to know what you needed. You then get into the measures and topics planning. So measures and topics planning will enable you to determine your marketing communication. So this comes out from the marketing communication that you want to achieve, and then you decide how will you go about. So it's like a kind of a setting a curriculum, so to say. So topic planning, that's one. Then content creation starts, content management starts, content development support is rendered by the very powerful MarTech stack, and that will tell you what content is available where, etc. All this thing is done, overall the planning, execution, monitoring is done through a digital asset management tool. Yani. Communication workflow needs to be managed. So how internal communication, external communication, how that is to happen, that is a workflow that needs to be done. At the end, artificial intelligence based support, that is for your data analytics, is obtained to measure the success of your channel, success of your initiatives, etc. So under the artificial intelligence, there is one concept that is AI Pro utility. There is one, say, like software or approach available. It, while utilized, yani, pieces of content know about each other. So when you start writing using the content management, if you have an AI Pro utility in your MarTech, this thing, this content knows what you are doing it, and therefore, yani, this AI Pro provides you an utility to tell you where more information about this is available. So it is like as if they know each other very well, kind of a platform. providing supplementary information about the previous use of similar information or availability of new information, and it helps you to join your pieces of communication together. Help is the autonomous interlinking of information for potential clients and existing customers. It creates an autonomous link also for you, so that when you release it, the client has an access to go to seek additional information from the link provided, etc. Recognizes the interrelation and connections between the different piece of information. So that's the beauty of this AI Pro. It is artificially intelligent to tell you how different pieces are connected, and then it adds value to you by suggesting you what can you do. And so provides information on how and through which channel the specific target audience were contacted, so you have that access available. Preserve information and answer customers and employees and raised and questions raised, etc. Provides an always on real time background analysis for any asset or the channel while it is being processed. So AI Pro utility is like adding the artificial intelligence to already a superior technology stack. Technology stack without AI Pro also is very efficient, agile and fast and real time. AI Pro helps you to create that extra layer of intelligence being used to serve your purpose. Changes in consumer buyer behavior due to MarkTech. We must know at the end, this is changing the way consumer buying behavior is impacting, and that's what the marketer needs to know at the end. So let's have a quick glance at that. Not that I can, you know, really cover each one of them, but say like problem recognition. This is a buying decision cycle we have studied. At a problem decision stage, channel and tool used today by the consumer and how it impacts the buying behavior. So print ads with digital access indicators. So even print ads create Q codes and QR codes or that kind of thing are given, or a website is given, or access to app is given, and that will take the consumer to the digital platform. QR code, social media messages, ads, and they also mention that we are available on social medias by that logo that is being used. So customer can go to the social media and also check answer to that. YouTube, you go and put your problem and you will get tons of YouTube films on that. So what is the change in the behavior? Access to know about the product, info has become far easy. Exposure makes customer realize that his latent needs to be translated into unfulfilled want, and therefore he gets into closing that unfulfilled want and desire. So he becomes more proactive in fulfilling his latent need. He is not allowing his latent need to linger too much on, because he is able to find a solution to his problem. Information seeking, so many things, hashtags, YouTube, comparisons are available, download content available, form submission on website, just you want to know more about, all these things are helpful. So what is happening? Searches are making information seeking easy, voice assisted, chat assisted, etc. Now even WhatsApp chat has come as a virtual auto, intelligent solution to the customer service. So as a result, consumer feedback obtaining the change in their information need, etc., can be translated into your developing necessary communication, so that customer's information need is always minimized and it is available to him in real time. Evaluation of alternatives, comparison aggregating sites, ranking online, call center discussions, etc. Buyers have various means to get the feedback and comparisons to decide between shortlisted choices. So friends, this is the way consumer buyer behavior is changing. I have given you enough perspective of what is changing, how consumer behavior is changing. That's where the MarkTech tech plays a role. So MarkTech is able to help you understand these changes and then enables you to take the next course of action. Available MarkTech support facilities understanding consumer buyer behavior in real time, which has its own advantage. So you are able to change your marketing approach dynamically. Challenges in adopting the marketing function. Technology burst on the horizon. Today, remember friends, those six layers which I told you in the initial: advertising, social media, etc. 7,000 plus applications, softwares or programs are available. Now, which one to choose for? That's a challenge. Omnichannel customer experience weaving is difficult. Customers today has multi-channel, omnichannel experiences taking place. Weaving them into a one cohesive experience and learning out of it is difficult. Organizational bureaucracy, still even today many organizations operate in silo. They are not customer centric. That will really hamper getting a utility out of MarkTech implications. Shadow MarkTech, people always think of doing things differently, but under that disguise, they will not use the email marketing tool available. They will say, I will learn what is email marketing. I will do slow execution, wrong database selection, unable to identify lead, but still they come out with saying that we have done efficient email marketing. So that is what is we call a shadow MarkTech. WhatsApp communication, and you say, I have done WhatsApp communication. But when you ask them how many have read, how many have utilized this thing, they have no answer. So shadow MarkTech is a dangerous subject, worth avoiding. Data quality. And data quality is a challenge because input is equal to input and output is subject to what is there. So output is a result of what is inputted. So if data is not good, output is not likely to be good. Full utilization, often MarkTech is implemented with all fun and fair, but then it needs to be utilized, for which someone will have to, or everyone will have to work on. But you often see that MarkTech utilization is far lower. And therefore, overall result perception of using MarkTech goes down, and therefore, as the subsequent review, question starts getting raised about investment in MarkTech, etc. So, management will later on suffocate by not funding the further expansion of the MarkTech stake, etc. That will be disastrous for the marketing organization. So, MarkTech suite has the provision for you to consider tools you need, and it has a scalability feasible. So all these tools, these are designed as on today, please remember, has a scalability built in. So don't worry about choosing something and then getting stuck. So friends, we have understood a very important subject of a role that a technology plays in the marketing by understanding what is MarkTech and MarkTech stack, and how to go about mapping your need and identifying the right solution, technology solution, to make your marketing very efficient and scalable. Thank you.